know, I hope they've sold their allocation and they fill one end. I hope we get, you know, 12,000-13,000 of our lads in as well. It'd be great. Yeah, it would be great. And just, I hope the performance from both teams matches it, so we've got, you know, real high tempo, loud, energetic, noisy atmosphere. You know, I think the last time I was at Villa Park, I was playing there, so it's been a few years, but it's great setup, really nice. Took my kids actually both games. I took my little girl once, then the little boy the other, and you know, I think they've spoiled now. They're thinking every ground's like that. But no, it's good, and like you said, they've got the players and the staff to match. Lots of experience, lots of quality. They're a threat on the break. They're threatening 1v1 situations. And once again, they've got threats from the bench. So it's going to be another tough game, but one we'll enjoy and we're looking forward to.
What positives can you take from Saturday into tomorrow?
Not many. We've gone through the game now and looking at real bit, and there are lots of things that were just not us. With the ball, without the ball, how we pressed, how we organised. So not many.
How have the players reacted to that? Because you said that they just weren't themselves. So yeah, how have they come back after that?
Well, we'll see. We'll see on Tuesday night. We'll see on Tuesday night. Each of the players gets the clips to watch, so their individual bits. In terms of the analysis, it'll be really brief this morning. We're going to focus on Villa. But it was a case of it wasn't... Most of the time, even when we're winning and we come off and everyone say how well we've played, there's always something we're looking at saying, this isn't how we set up to play, this isn't what we're about. There's always something specific, one, two, maybe three things that we look at afterwards. But there was numerous on Saturday, numerous. It's a case of highlighting what we're talking about in terms of the mentality and then moving on to this game against Villa.
It's been a long time since the club have had back-to-back defeats. So how important is it that there is that reaction tomorrow night?
Yeah, performance. Yeah, we're all about that. What we do, players looking after themselves, but playing within a team. So we're better when we play as a team. We become one player, if you like, and all 11 parts of it are working the same way. And that's our goal, and that's what we're always looking at. And that's what we want to see tomorrow night.
And what are you expecting Villa to throw at you?
Everything to get a win. They want wins, but like I said, they've not been getting many wins, but they could quite easily have turned those draws they've had into wins. I was down there watching them against Huddersfield, and they were far superior in the first half, and Huddersfield got a late equaliser. Similar with Brentford. Although Brentford played well all game, to be fair, but Villa could have easily... So the two games I've been down and watched, they could have easily been wins, and they'd have had another 4 points, two more wins. And that's how they've been playing. They've been, you know, more than a match who they've played against, and they're going to be a tough side.